Well, good morning, good morning. It's Steve Schramm here with Faithful Business. Just wanted to hop on here, share a few thoughts with you this morning. Had a really great week last week. A lot of stuff went on. Had a couple client meetings to get some new work coming in, which is always great. I'm going to be offering some new services, based on using sales funnels and kind of advanced marketing techniques to get things out there for folks. So I'm just really excited to do more of this kind of work for people, and to see where it takes us, see where it leads. I think it's going to be a really great opportunity to help my clients, win new business and new customers. And of course, I think it's going to be a really great opportunity for us as well. So yeah, I'm really, really excited about that. So that's kind of what's going on. Been working towards getting that stuff put out there, and I'm excited about some of the clients I'm going to be getting to work with along those lines. I was thinking about something over the weekend, and I thought maybe it would be a useful story for you to kind of help you as you're thinking about things. I talk a lot about the entrepreneurial kind of mindset, and treating business like it's your laboratory and things of that nature, just being willing to experiment and stuff, and being that way, I have a lot of ideas, and I've always had a lot of ideas ever since I kind of caught the entrepreneurship bug so many years ago. And one of the ideas along the way is one that I always kind of passionately refer to as the one that got away. And so let me just tell you a little bit about that story, and maybe you'll get a helpful lesson or two from it. So a few years ago, this was before the delivery, the home delivery, food delivery services were a big deal, like DoorDash and Uber Eats, and there's a couple others, the names are escaping me, but this was before those were big. They were just starting to get big on more of the national level, but the area where I was living at the time, there was nothing like that, nothing at all like that. And so I had an idea for a place, and I forget what I was going to call it, but I had an idea for a courier service like that, that would basically deliver food to people from restaurants. And I had it all worked out where I was going to be able to make money, of course, as long as they went along with the deal, I was going to be able to make money from the restaurant as well as from the individual, but it was going to be really cost effective for the individual. And I had it figured out how all this could work, and it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I was really looking forward to this. I spent off and on, weeks of time kind of just, preparing for this and thinking about the way that I might go about this. But ultimately, and this is the key, I never picked up the phone and executed. I thought about it. I planned about it. I had it all worked out. I had a great plan, I thought. But I never executed it. And then one day on Facebook, I found somebody who did. Somebody had executed it. They named it Mayberry Takeout. Okay, and that's, but the area I'm from is Mount Airy. I don't live there anymore, but Mount Airy, North Carolina. I live near there still. I lived in Mount Airy, and that's affectionately referred to as Mayberry because it's the town that the Andy Griffith Show is based upon, right? So Mayberry, right? And that's what they call it. So it's Mayberry Takeout. And they went into business. They had connections made with some of those very restaurants that I had planned to call and make connections with. And today, they are still in business and adding new restaurants and, just really doing their thing, and they're doing it well. And I call that the one that got away, because that is the idea that for me, at least it's, one of the ones that I think about. That was kind of like, I was so close. Like, I had this idea, I didn't execute on it, but somebody else did, and it worked. had I executed on it when I started planning, it may have worked. It may have. I might have beat them. And so I think there are two lessons that can really be drawn out of this. The first one is never be afraid to execute, right? I mean, it's only business. It's a game, right? That's how you have to think about this. The business is a game. The dollars are the way to keep score, okay? As long as you are making it in life, life is so much more important than business, okay? I realize that business is a part of life, but in general, your personal life, the things in your life that are important to you, right? These are the things that really, really matter. Business is a means to achieving an end. It's a game. So even if you're using that business to change the world, that's fine. I mean, have good motives, have good reasons for being in business and use your business for the betterment of the world. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just saying when it comes to the way you think about business, don't be afraid to try new things. Don't be afraid to put stuff out there. It's only a game. Ultimately, at the end of the day, you're trying to make something work for your family and that helps the world around you. You're trying to create something useful, okay, that other people will pay you to do for them or to help them with or to buy from you. So that's one bit of advice there. It's just don't be afraid to take action. Don't be afraid to execute on your ideas. Pick up the phone and do what needs to be done. The other thing I think you can draw from this is that you never know which idea is going to work. You never know. And so I would just encourage you to be a person who dreams big and who thinks big and who isn't afraid to try, because you're never, it's just not something that you should hesitate about. It's not something that you should worry about. Are other people going to think you're weird because you think this way and that you have this mindset that you actually could make a difference? Maybe. This is why I recorded that episode the other week, To the Crazy Ones is what I called it. Because, you know, people don't think like us. People think differently. And that's okay. That's really good. But don't be afraid, you know, just to be that person, to be who you are, and to put your ideas out there. Think about them, plan them, but execute on them. To my first point, right? Dream the big ideas, execute on them, have hope that they can work. I mean, this is, you know, I just wanted to pass on to you the hope that I felt as a result of actually seeing that. Yes, I was discouraged. They beat me there, right? They beat me at the game. But what they did brought me hope. What they did told me that one of these days, I was going to start something that was successful. That one of these days, I was going to break through that barrier with one of my ideas. One of my ideas was actually going to produce income for my family and was going to improve our situation and help other people. And I was right. Yeah, one of those ideas did and has. And I have every reason to think that other ideas will as well and do even better than the one that did. Okay? So I would just encourage you with that this morning. You know, what's that idea? Do you have something in your mind that you're thinking of that's the one that got away? I don't know, but just if you do, just use that as encouragement, as motivation to know that if somebody else did it, you can do it too. All right, that's what I have for you today. God bless you. Share the podcast with somebody if you find it useful, and we'll see you on the next one.